is under attack. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now at Infowars.com/show.
One thing that happens when you make as many wild, unproven claims as Trump does is that the people around you have to go to increasingly ridiculous lengths to try to defend those claims. And this weekend we saw another example of that when White House counselor Kellyanne Conway was asked if she had any proof for Trump's outlandish claim that Obama wiretapped him during the campaign and offered this bizarre answer.
How does he know that his phone was actually tapped?
Let me answer that globally. He's the president of the United States. He has information and intelligence that the rest of us do not.
You know what? Yeah, I'll agree with that. Trump has intelligence that I definitely do not. I agree. Listen, people, one more time. Trump's accusation is ridiculous and pathetic.
He's suggesting a U.S. president enlisted a foreign intelligence service to spy on a political adversary. That is an explosive charge.
This is a serious allegation. This might be the most serious allegation any president has made against a previous president.
But this is a very serious allegation for a sitting president to make about his predecessor.
Trump tweeted, terrible, just found out that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower just before the victory. Nothing found. This is McCarthyism. And the other one, how low has President Obama gone to tap my phones during the very sacred election process? This is Nixon Watergate, bad or sick guy. He said Obama is either a bad or sick guy. Maybe he means him as compliments. Like, yeah, man, he's bad. He's a bad guy.
The NSA's deputy director told the BBC it was arrant nonsense, revealing a complete lack of understanding in how the relationship works. And for their part, GCHQ called the accusations utterly ridiculous. And yet, rather than distancing himself from Spicer, Trump decided to back him up.
Are you asking, did I wiretap Donald Trump? Of course, I did it.
How low has President Obama gone to tap my phones during the very sacred election process? This is Nixon / Watergate.
Hello? Hey, Barack. Sorry we have to investigate you on this wiretapping thing.
But you know I didn't do that.
I know, but we still have to investigate it. Otherwise, it'll look like I'm just mentally unstable.
The craziest thing about Trump calling for an investigation without any evidence, zero evidence, Trump has not produced a shred of evidence.
There was no evidence for Trump's claims.
The evidence did not come.
So where did Trump get his info? From the CIA? From the FBI?
Where are you getting this information?
From a very reputable source.
What, the FBI? The CIA?
InfoWars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones. You know he's legit.
That's right. And you know what? We didn't even get it from another source. We just were reading the New York Times where they had the headline, wiretapping, right there. In fact, let's now go to Mark Meadows. This is kind of a lukewarm Republican congressman, and he's going to talk about this FISA memo because this is going to break everything apart and it's going to prove that we were right once again. Here it is.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As many of you know, we have had a Russian narrative that has been going on because of an infamous dossier. And while there's been much reported on it, I can tell you that the Intel Committee has been fast at work, and Chairman Nunes has been doing outstanding work to get to the truth for the American people. Today, I had the opportunity to go into a confidential setting to make sure that what we can do is understand better what actually took place. And I'm here to tell all of America tonight that I am shocked to read exactly what has taken place. I would think that it would never happen in a country that loves freedom and democracy like this country.
It is time taken over
that we
by
become
global terrorists.
Transparent in all of this, and I am calling on our leadership to make this available so that all Americans can judge for themselves.
Yeah.
And I yield back.
Well, why don't we just leak it out? I mean, that's what Adam Schiff and the rest of these Democrats do. They just leak documents. Bannon now finds out he was the leaker. We've got more on this secret FISA memo. Will it come out today? Will we see it during this show? Stay tuned to the War Room, Infowars.com/show. What the hell is that?
New product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top. the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Is the War Room.
That's right. It's going out all over the country right now. People want this memo released, a FISA memo. In fact, I'm trying to go to what the, yes, release, hashtag release the memo. It was all over the place last night. That's where I saw that Mark Meadows clip the first time, and I started looking for more. I'm like, who else is talking about this? Well, it also appears that Representative Matt Gaetz was on a couple different shows. So here it is from Fox News. GOP lawmakers demand that alarming memo on FISA abuses be made public. Why can't we see this memo? This doesn't have any information in it that's top secret. It's just a memo of what they wanted, and CNN completely ignores the FISA memo bombshell. We're going to get to that clip as well. This is just all over. This is a great day. This is one of those seminal moments where, and it's like when that New York Times article came out. See, guys, pull up that New York Times article where we have it circled in red, where they even put the words wiretapping in the headline, and then wanted to go back and say we were crazy for talking about their article. There it is. Wiretap data used in inquiry of Trump aides. Wiretap data. And we had Judge Napolitano come on and said, yeah, it is possible that GCHQ in England got these intercepts because they're allowed to do it. So they basically spy on Americans and then give the information to the American spy agencies. That's how it works. So he's explaining how that worked. And so they use that information plus a fake dossier to go and get more wiretapping clearance. So now let's go to Matt Gaetz. This was him. I think this is him on the... there's one from CNN and one from Fox. I don't have it written down on here. But here's Matt Gaetz talking about the four-page FISA memo, and it goes to the very foundations of our democracy. So let's hear that.
But he's of Florida. He has just informed us, and he informed Fox News as well, that he and other members of Congress have just been given a four-page memo that is extremely disturbing involving the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Program. He joins me now, Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida. This is new. You just got this document. What does it say, and why are you more concerned about this than the continuing resolution vote tonight?
Well, Liz, the allegations contained in this important intelligence document go to the very foundations of our democracy, and they require an immediate release to the public, in my opinion. Unfortunately, I cannot talk about the specific facts.
Matt Gaetz sounds like he was a newscaster at one point.
That if the American people knew what was happening, if they saw the contents of this memo,
well, we know what's happening.
A lot would become clear about the information that I've been talking about on television for the last several months. And so I am calling on our leadership to immediately hold a vote on the floor of the House to make public the key contents of this intelligence memo regarding the FBI, the Department of Justice, and President Trump.
Would you recommend, in calling for this vote, that it supersede the vote on the continuing resolution tonight, be part of it? How would that work?
We could do them simultaneously. At any time, the leadership could put on the floor a measure that would allow us to release to the public the critical allegations, and I cannot stress how important they are in this memo, and they could put that on the floor at any time. They could do it simultaneous with the continuing resolution or immediately before or after.
I know you cannot discuss the top secret contents, but can I ask you a general question? Does it, articulate some type of horrific privacy abuses on American citizens?
Well, I cannot discuss the specifics that are contained in the memo, but folks who've been paying attention and watching what Congressman Jordan and Congressman DeSantis and others have been talking about on television and in the Judiciary Committee would likely find the contents of this memo very interesting, very revealing, and just essential to the way our government interacts with the duly elected President of the United States. This is no small measure. It is just as important as keeping the government open through the weekend, and we need to have a vote on it immediately.
Well, do you now regret having voted yes to extend the FISA?
I would say it's more important than keeping the government over the weekend. We've had government shutdowns in the past. Nothing happened. Nobody died. Planes didn't fall from the sky. We can get through a government shutdown, even though everybody always likes to act like it's the end of the world when the government doesn't get their money. But governments that are in power, that are outgoing, spying on the incoming government with fake intelligence and collusion between all these agencies, this is where the real collusion's going on. This is where they're really trying to undermine 200 plus years of democracy right here. This is what they're trying to do. So we have to see this memo. Oh, I can't wait to see it. I hope somebody leaks it. I mean, we've had so many other leaks that nobody's been punished about. You don't see Adam Schiff leaking this document or Dianne Feinstein, do you? Now let's go to Chris Cuomo. He was on with, who was on with him today? I didn't get the guy's name. He's from Utah. He's a rep from Utah, and he's asking, Cuomo's asking him about the Trump investigation, but they finally get to this FISA memo and watch how Cuomo just freaks out as, no, we can't go there. We can't go there. Here's that clip.
This meme that's breaking my Twitter feed this morning. What is this memo that you guys are selling as so significant?
Yeah, it's a meaningful event, I'm telling you. And it's so important to me and other
Why?
Members that not only members of Congress, but that we declassify as best we can this information and provide it
what
to you.
What kind of information is it?
It's primarily dealing with Department of Justice and FBI and imagining this. Did they propose or provide information to the FISA courts, and was that information accurate? That's the essence of this.
So and you believe you have proof that a judge allowed warrants in violation of the legal standard for those warrants?
I'm not going to elaborate on it other than that.
It's a pretty loaded suggestion, though. I mean, this is huge, but I can't tell you why.
Yeah. But once again, we want to declassify this information as quickly and as to the greatest degree that we can, so that the American people can know. I've been alluding to this for months now, saying there's so much there that is concerning about some individuals within the Department of Justice and FBI. And to be very clear, I'm not casting a wide net across the FBI. Dedicated public servants. We're talking about a few individuals in very senior leadership positions.
Well, it's being pitched as something that will bring down the Obama administration and Hillary
Rosenstein,
Clinton.
I think that's
McCabe,
rather dramatic. I don't think that's
stroke.
I don't think that's the outcome from
well,
this.
Well, look, it'd be great to do. But
isn't that amazing?
First on it, so if you can
all right, we can pull that one down. It feels so good to know when you're right day one. And I've got some clips later on that prove that, well, I think that are going to prove it's leaning in the right direction. Of course, that has to do with the Vegas shooting, and we'll get to that later in the show. I'm going to give out the phone number because I'd like to get your opinions on this. Maybe take three quick calls on what people think about this FISA memo, and also to encourage people to call your White House switchboard, to call your members of Congress, to call the president could call for this to be released. He could get on and start talking about it. And the media will then have to defend it because they don't ever, when Trump tweets stuff, they love to compound on him. So it'll be great to see him call for that. So 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. I want to talk specifically about this FISA note. I'm going to try to smatter calls throughout the whole show today. So it's going to be a great one. If we have time, let's go to that Matt Gaetz FISA clip. Let's go to that one. Number 16.
I think that this will not end just with firings. I believe there are people who will go to jail. I was very persuaded by the evidence, and it also became clear to me why Chuck Grassley and Lindsey Graham felt it so important to refer this matter for criminal prosecution. Mm-hmm. You don't get to try to undermine our country, undermine our elections, and then simply get fired. So I think there will be criminal
implications
here. And we have to underscore the point that you and Jim Jordan just made. Every single Democrat on the Intelligence Committee voted against even allowing other members of Congress to see this information. So you know they're going to fight against release to the American people. What are the Democrats so afraid of? Why don't they want the American people to know the truth about what
they have to hide?
How that impacted the president, his transition, his campaign. And it just seems interesting to me that Democrats don't want us to know what the entire basis was in the first place for the Mueller probe. They want to drag this out through the midterm elections to try to embarrass this president and distract
going into the 2020 elections.
The work we've got to do to save this great country. Let's release the documents.
And you know the great thing? The great thing is they call the president a retard, an invalid. He beat him in the election. They're attacking him on this fake story, and he's still winning. All right, we'll be right back. Infowars.com/show. You're watching The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dude. Thanks for watching.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad.
with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Infowars.com/show.
Former Secret Service agent Dan Bongino, who's been on the show before, FISA memo will destroy image of benevolent Obama. Because there's no more press to run around and say, oh, he's the best in the world. He can do no wrong. He's the first black president, so we can't say anything bad about him. It's not to do if you're black or white. It's to do if you're good or evil. And Obama, at the very best, he was impotent as a president. At the very worst, he was just an evil man to let these people run ragged. Take it to the bank. The FISA, FBI FISA docs are devastating for the Dems. The whole image of benevolent Obama that they've disingenuously tried to portray is about to be destroyed. The real Obama, the vengeful narcissist, is about to be exposed for all to see. My sincerest apologies for the expletive, but the SH is about to hit the fan. The former Obama administration is going to have a lot of explaining to do. Oh, and he's calling it hashtag Obamagate. Release the memo. Here we have another story. Fusion GPS founder, FBI, may have paid expenses for anti-Trump dossier author. Paul Joseph Watson, congressman, confident bombshell FISA abuse memo will be released soon. On Zero Hedge, explosive, shocking, and alarming. FISA memo set to rock DC end Mueller investigation. That was on Drudge. Drudge has got the right idea about this. That's a great headline. Explosive, shocking, and alarming. In the Mueller investigation, which is nothing but a witch hunt. And let's go to your calls now. Let's go to John in Florida, wants to talk about the FISA memo. Go ahead, John.
How's it going?
It's going great, buddy.
Before I ask my question, I just want to say you guys do a great job, and you guys really, you know, do extensive research. But my question is, why are the Dems afraid? Why are they afraid of everything, and why can't they just accept everything that's going to come out?
Well, I think you're going to see this going, it's going to get criminal, and people are going to go to jail.
Well,
as Matt Gaetz said. He said people are going to go to jail over this. That's why they thought, here's the thing. They did so much because they thought Hillary was going to win. They did so much criminality and they were like, oh, it's no big deal. We're going to cover this up. It won't come out for 20 years. It won't come out for 30 years. It'll come out by the time we're all old and dead, but it's coming out now. It's coming out a year after the Obama administration left office. It's amazing.
I think they should just release everything. Trump should just declassify everything. If the Southridge story is true, they should just release it. They should release everything and just end the whole thing so he can really push his agenda. Would you not agree with me?
Isn't it amazing how this hasn't been leaked yet? We haven't had a secret leaking of this document. We have tons of leaks from the Democrats. Anytime it's something that could possibly damage Trump, they release it.
So then why can't he release the Southridge information?
He should. He should. He should call for it. He should ask for people. I mean, he broke GOP.com just the other day just by posting his fake news awards on there. All he has to do is get on his Twitter and say, the president must tweet, release the memo. If the president tweet, check and see if he's tweeted that yet. Release the memo. All he has to do, hashtag release the memo. It will blow everything up.
I think there's more information that we can even think of, to be completely honest with you. I think it's worth.
Yeah.
It's worse than even like what the Republicans in Congress are even saying. I think there's going to be more corruption than anything, and it will blow people's minds, and they'll either deny it or they'll just, you know, keep their heads down.
Yeah. I think so. I think this is, we're looking through his thing right now. He's talking about shutting down the government. Hasn't tweeted anything about release the memo yet. So it'll be interesting to see. Maybe he's going to take his day, take his time. That's what he did with the fake news awards. He, about 7:30, was it 2 days ago, he finally released the fake news awards. So it'll be interesting to see what happens and watch these little rats on CNN and MSNBC run for cover. So he did just sign to reauthorize Bill 702 to authorize the foreign intelligence collection, not the same FISA law that was so wrongly abused during the election. I'll always do the right thing for our country and put the safety of the American people first. And I think when this memo comes out, there's going to be a big outcry. I'd love to see what Rand Paul's reaction is to this. Thanks for calling, John. Let's go to another John, Jonathan in Canada. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Thanks, Rob. My main thing that I'm really looking forward to as a Canadian is seeing this information come out, because not much of the global population is getting their information from sources that are very dated and tainted against this presidency. And even here in Canada, there's a strong level of anti-Trumpism to the point where it's affecting daily lives and personal relationships, which I find personally hilarious and entertaining, just because they're not doing research, they're not looking into the stories, they're not broadening their horizon. And it's not even our government in the first place. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how this document, when released, will kind of ripple out on a global scale, and then just kind of watch the House of Cards collapse as well.
Yeah, I remember when I was in Dresden, Germany for Bilderberg last year, a lot of my friends who were there, a couple Germans, they thought Trump was going to be the worst thing for America forever. I met these guys in Austria the year before and did some work with them. They were really good at going in and getting good. And one of the guys was confronting these Bilderbergers at train stations. Amazing stuff. Tillman, that's his name. And he was like, no, Trump's not going to be good for America. You guys don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. That's because they're getting this worldwide bias fed to them that this guy's crazy. This guy's going to cause World War III. This guy's going to do all this stuff. And then, of course, they're like, oh, of course they need to do this wiretapping. He's colluding with Russia. So they're getting this force-fed diet of mainstream media across the globe. And the only reason people are even somewhat getting the truth here is because of alternative news sites like us, Breitbart. There's other groups out there. The group that goes around and films all the Trump rallies. I forget their name right off the top of my head. Right Side Broadcasting. I mean, there's a lot of groups out there, but there's not a lot of us out there that are out there just gateway pundit that are pointing the light at what's really going on. And it's good to see that we're doing it and that it's finally going to come out. Let's hope. Let's hope it comes out. I mean, all we have to do is get behind this, push it. They can't ignore all of us. So, Jonathan, I totally agree with you. It would be great to see that and watch everybody's collective jaw drop and then watch the collective butt hurt worldwide just envelop the entire planet as they go, wow, we were totally wrong about what do they call it? Real life TV? What is it called? I'm so out of reality television. A reality TV host. We got it all wrong. Jeez. He actually is a decent person. Thank you, Michael Zerman. I need Zerman right here finishing my sentences for me.
And I think that's why it's more important than ever that more people get out there that share the content, that share all the articles, that get the information out there, just to kind of break through that matrix of programming. And that's why I really love Millie Weaver's report about breaking through the matrix and how she's just walking around Austin and they're analyzing all the subliminal messaging and just that sense of control.
And they have to cling to it. We're about to go to break. Jonathan, thanks for calling. But they cling to that belief that they are right, that the mainstream media and Democracy Now! And NPR are giving them the truth. And these people are lying and sucking out their substance. It's amazing. It's a great time to be alive. It's a great time to be fighting in the info war. Thank you for watching The War Room. Infowars.com/show is the free stream to send out to everybody you know. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Thanks for watching.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet.
Flora Life supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Flora Life is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Flora Life probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this, this is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Today I'm honored and really proud to be the first president to stand with you here at the White House to address the 45th March for Life. That's very, very special. 45th March for Life. And this is a truly remarkable group. Today, tens of thousands of families, students, and patriots, and really just great citizens gather here in our nation's capital. You come from many backgrounds, many places, but you all come for one beautiful cause: to build a society where life is celebrated, protected, and cherished. The March for Life is a movement born out of love. You love your families, you love your neighbors, you love our nation, and you love every child, born and unborn, because you believe that every life is sacred, that every child is a precious gift from God. Because of you, tens of thousands of Americans have been born and reached their full God-given potential. Because of you, you're living witnesses of this year's March for Life theme. And that theme is love saves lives. As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only seven countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the ninth month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
So, President Trump was the first president to speak at the pro-life march in Washington, D.C. The first one in 45 years. It's been going for 45 years. He's the first one to do it. Now, here's what's interesting. In 1999, President Trump said he hated the concept of abortion and was very pro-choice. So he changed his mind. You know why? Because who knows? Maybe a pastor or a victim or somebody just with a story to tell. He brought, during that speech, he brought up a lady who, when she was 17, she got pregnant and she was thinking about getting an abortion and she went and told her parents and they said, no, this is great. This is a gift. You're lucky. She named her son Benedict, which means blessing. So people can change on this issue. I am not in favor of making abortion illegal because then I think people will still, just like the drug war, they'll go out and get it anyway. I think the way to do it is to change people's minds. You get them to think that, why would I ever get an abortion? You know, you could go get a gun and shoot yourself in the head. Yeah, it's illegal, but people still do it. It's the same way. If you educate people on what happens to their bodies during an abortion, and what can happen to their psyche during an abortion? And what about that unborn life? You can change their mind. It doesn't take much. I'm going to go to Hotshot in California in 1 second. But first, I want to tell you how you help fund the InfoWar, because we have an ad plan right now from a caller, Frank, called just the other day and was mad that Alex was talking about all the attacks that we're under. And we're under a lot of attacks. I mean, they're mentioning InfoWars in congressional hearings. They're mentioning InfoWars in FEC hearings. They're mentioning them everywhere because they don't like the fact that we aren't controlled by giant bomb makers like GE and Lockheed Martin and pharmaceutical companies like Pfizer and Merck. Guess what? I got a whole bunch of stories on the measles outbreaks worldwide. Oh, but I thought all these countries had the vaccine, we shouldn't be having those anymore. I'm going to tell you why it happens. In fact, guys, remind me, I have to get the MMR insert because I could actually probably underline it and show you why people are getting this disease, even after they've been vaccinated, or how their vaccinated people are spreading the disease. And we'll get to that. But we're not under that thumb, that corporatist thumb. We're a mom and pop organization, a large mom and pop organization. But that's essentially what we are. And we're bringing you information, and we love doing it every day. Everybody comes here with a good attitude every day, ready to work, ready to kick ass. And we do it because the mainstream media is not doing their job. They're bought and paid for. So the way to support us is to go to InfoWarsStore.com, get some of our great products, and check them out, like the InfoWars Life Core Combo Pack. 40% off when you get Survival Shield and X2 together. Now is the time to take advantage for yourself or introduce someone to the incredible line of products like Survival Shield X2. Try the true power of nascent iodine. And this stuff is so powerful. We used to tell people you can take two or three drops in your water. Now we say take one. It's so powerful. This stuff is powerful. It's so good. Secret 12, an amazing B12 formula that is perfectly formulated to just absorb into your system. I take Secret 12 and Super Male Vitality right before I play soccer. I play with like 30-year-olds, like late 20s, 30s. There's a few 40-year-olds in there, and I can keep up with them. In fact, I scored a header last week going up against another guy who was taller than me. So I won't say it was Secret 12 or Super Male Vitality that put that in the net, but it sure did help. So check out the InfoWars Life Core Combo Pack, 40% off Secret 12 and Survival Shield X2. Also, I want to talk about Pollen Block, something I just tried today for the first time. If you live in anywhere in the Central Texas area, you know about cedar. It's not even cedar. We know it's juniper trees. But they've developed in France, they figured out that these quail eggs, this is how amazing our world is. These are just natural things. This is natural quail eggshells grinded up and compressed into a tablet that can help. And these are the claims we are allowed to make with Pollen Block. Helps support healthy sinus function, helps enhance daily respiratory function, helps enhance respiratory health, helps optimize respiratory health. Clinically tested nutraceutical optimizes daily respiratory wellness. Proprietary nutritional support for healthy lung and respiratory function. Helps support healthy sinus and respiratory function. Clinically tested to promote upper respiratory health and healthy sinus. Supports healthy respiratory sinus and lung function. Optimizes respiratory wellness. Promotes healthy sinus function. I know it sounds like I'm repeating myself. I'm going through a list of 17 substantiated claims that are backed by studies. Optimizes respiratory and sinus function. Promotes healthy sinus and respiratory function. Promotes clear airway passages and normal breathing. Supports and promotes eye comfort and sinus health. Promotes respiratory health and normal breathing. Pollen Block, introductory price, 50% off. Go to InfoWars Store right now and check that out. We got 1 minute left. Let's go to Hotshot in California. Go ahead, Hotshot. We got a minute.
Hey, Rob, dude, because you do be good. So let's talk about FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. I'd like to call it Fools Inside Arrested. We can only hope. We've got some other things that are going on. Let's look up towards the 43rd parallel and all the things that are falling out of the sky.
All right, and where's the 43rd parallel? Where does that run through?
43rd parallel runs through Oregon, Idaho, Wyoming, South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa.
Okay.
New Hampshire, Vermont, New York.
Northern part Ontario, of the United States.
Yeah. Michigan, and Wisconsin.
We've already
had a few incidents up there in that area in the past few days. Let's just kind of keep an eye on that area.
Hey, you know what? Hold on. I'm going to let you come back and explain this. We're up against the clock right now. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to let Hotshot finish talking about the 43rd parallel and the mysteries of objects falling out of the sky. Stay tuned. InfoWars.com/show.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free Press needs your help, Frank. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify
how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it could do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're finding the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Infowars.com/show.
All right, in the last segment, we were talking with Hotshot out in California, talking about the 43rd parallel. Let's bring up that map and show everybody again, in case they're just now joining us. You're watching The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. You can follow me on Twitter, at Dew's News, and there is the 43rd parallel. Goes through Southern Oregon and Idaho and then into Nebraska, and you got it looks like South Dakota and Nebraska, Wyoming. What is that? Iowa, Michigan, Wisconsin, New York State, and then a couple other states over there where Bernie Sanders lives. All right, Hotshot, tell us about the 43rd parallel.
Okay, so if we connect those dots to everything that's going on strategically around the world, we had the Falcon 9 launch, a few strange events after that.
Mm-hmm.
The interesting thing is it's not over yet. In March, I believe sometime mid-March, we're expected to have a Chinese space station re-enter Earth. It's a disabled space station along the 43rd parallel as well. Kind of an interesting topic to research.
Well, and I've heard stuff about this, that there was some sort of a missile launch and that they were trying to cover this up and that it was knocked out. And maybe that has to do with the 43rd parallel as well, because when you guys put that world map back up, and that just made me think of that, there, North Korea is right in that spot, that 43rd parallel. Looks like they're right there. North Korea touches it.
All right. Another thing I wanted to talk about is that that missile alert over Hawaii. Mm-hmm. That very well could have been to set a protocol into effect to get some data moving around the world. So you might want to look into that also. There's okay. a lot going on right now that we really need to keep our eye on the bouncing ball.
Well, I think it was interesting that Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton were in Hawaii at the time. There were news crews in that civil defense office the day before it went off. I think it was NBC and possibly CBS. They did report.
There's a lot of rumors going around. Supposedly Snowden was in Hawaii at the same time as well. Right now, we need to maintain constant vigilance. These people are in their death throes, and they're capable of anything. We need to watch for diversionary tactics. The situation's hot.
Yeah, I totally agree. Anything else you want to add?
Everybody, stay safe. Be your brother's keeper.
Buckle up, people.
All right.
Especially this.
Rob.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Especially this FISA memo comes out. Now I want to quickly shift gears to another topic that I told you I would be going to. There's an article out of Daily Mail, I Smell a Rat. Republican congressman says he has credible evidence that ISIS was behind Las Vegas shooting, despite FBI and police saying that gunman Stephen Paddock acted alone. Something we were telling you from the beginning. From the beginning. And also, I want to, let's just hear from Scott Perry first. Let's hear from him, and then we'll play a clip from October 2nd. Of last year, 2017, I think Alex Jones and Paul Joseph Watson were on the show together, and Alex was getting intelligence beamed to his phone, his little iPhone, NSA spying device that could also be used against the system. So let's go to Scott Perry first.
Congressman, you're the only member of Congress I'm aware of who's taken a public position asking questions about this. What are your questions?
Well, I smell a rat like a lot of Americans do. Nothing's adding up. It's been 4 months, as you said. We don't even, the man's dead. They said he's a lone gunman, lone shooter, yet we can't get the autopsy results. But even more troubling than that, recently I've been made aware of what I believe to be credible evidence or credible information regarding potential terrorist infiltration through the southern border regarding this incident.
Terrorist?
Yes, sir.
Connections?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what's the outline of that? What would that...
Well, they could be, well, let's face it, ISIS twice before the attack. ISIS warned the United States that they would attack Las Vegas by, I think, in June and August. And then after the attack, claim responsibility four times. Meanwhile, the local law enforcement investigative services are telling us there is no terrorist connection, lone gunman. Something's not adding.
Well, that's part of...
Well, and now it's come out that there were more people injured than the 850 or so that they claim were injured. There's lies all over the place. You can't even get the number injured. And I remember the sheriff getting on, because I watched all his initial press conferences, and he said, well, we thought there were more because we had multiple people we were getting different reports from hospitals, and people were going to two or three hospitals, and we weren't sure. And see, the lies keep coming back. The lies keep coming back. The sheriff just also announced that Paddock had child porn on his computer. An FBI is investigating a person of interest. Oh, look at that. Now, here's Alex Jones telling you on October 2nd, just his intel, and let's see what he had to say.
The news is lying. FBI HRT did the hit on the guy, and they found Antifa information in the room and photos of the woman in the Middle East. So he did not kill himself. The FBI hostage rescue team killed him because he was firing on them. So he did not want to be taken alive. And reportedly he did it. And it was Antifa crap everywhere. And other things I'm not supposed to mention. That is directly from the hostage rescue team, by the way, Paul.
And then it came out that it was ISIS, Antifa mixed together. Images of them in the Middle East. Once again. We were right. Incidentally, there is a protest at Mandalay Bay on Sunday, January 21st at 1 p.m. right in front of the Mandalay Bay Resort. You can't miss it. It's got two fresh windows right inside. And you two could join that protest. Millie Weaver and Gavin, her husband, will be there covering it live and interviewing people. Now, we had our last caller talk about the 43rd parallel. And... in fact, guys, let's play the Michigan meteor clip. Let's play that. Because this is right. Michigan's right there in that 43rd parallel. And what did we see just a couple days ago? You got that clip? Just air it, because I'll talk over it. I don't think we need audio. But here it is. Somebody's driving along with their camera. Wah, Super Saiyan. Boom. And apparently it made a big boom sound. Now, that wasn't as big as the Russian meteorite that struck in 2013. Y'all could just roll that and I'll talk over that. I'm going to talk about this new article. This is a compilation of that. Look at that. Better get right with God when you see that coming at you. Now, that supposedly broke windows and shook people when it hit, caused little mini earthquakes all over the place. That thing is huge. Here it is from a different direction. Look at that. Honey, did I leave the stove on? Amazing. Now, this came out today in the Daily Mail. Car-sized asteroid is spotted just hours before narrowly skimming past Earth's satellites at 24,000 miles per hour, or 24,000 miles from the planet's surface. It won't be coming as close as yesterday's approach for another 115 years. Its next approach will be November 19th, 2018. So there it is, right there. And it is asteroid 2018 BD. It's only 18 feet wide. This is the third time an asteroid has flown past under one lunar distance this year. That's what we need to be worried about, ladies and gentlemen. Giant impacts from asteroids from outer space smashing into bodies of water or land regions, wiping out millions of people. That's what we need to be worried about. And we need little robots on the moon building little deflectors. So, here's another story. CNBC TV crew is busted trying to smuggle fake bomb through airport checkpoint in bid to test security. The crew were filming themselves during a prank. Oh, see, now it's a prank when it's a TV crew doing it. It's just a prank. It's just a prank. It's a prank, bro. It's a prank. Filming themselves during the prank at Newark's Liberty Airport. TSA said the fake bomb had all the makings of an IED. Crews said they were from the show Staten Island Hustle and were arrested by police. They're facing charges including conspiracy to create a public alarm plus a $13,000 fine. So the TSA has finally stopped a would-be terrorist, but it was a TV crew from CNBC. The crew hired an engineer to construct the fake device, but a TSA bomb expert happened to be on security check and they were immediately detained. The TSA said the group attempted to intentionally carry through security an item on a carry-on bag that had all the makings of an IED. At the same time, the group covertly filmed the encounter. Preliminary investigation claims they were all in collaboration and claimed to be working for a television network. The group did not make it past the TSA checkpoint, and it was concealed in a roller bag. There we go. TSA finally did something good, although they're still grabbing our junk and telling us it's for our safety. We'll be right back with more. Second hour of the War Room coming up. Roger Stone's on deck. Infowars.com/show is the link to send everybody you know.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this, this is the ultimate immune system boost
for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Infowars.com/
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Roger Stone.
Watch the live stream
right now at Infowars.com/show.
My name is Alex Jones.
I am come of the seed of the people. The people
all of us together, of every race, color, and creed, as one humanity.
I have no treasure but hope. No riches laid up, but a memory of an ancient glory.
I'm a throwback. I'm here. I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere.
My mother bore me in bondage. In bondage, my mother was born. I am of the blood of serfs. The children with whom I have played, the men and women with whom I have eaten, have had masters over them, have been under the lash of masters, and though gentle,
I'm here.
Served Charles.
I got a life force. This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like.
I am flesh of these lowly. I am bone of their bone. I that have never submitted. I that have a soul greater than the souls of my people's masters. I that have vision and prophecy. The gift of fiery speech.
I'm sorry to talk like that. Sometimes the vulgar, the vulgar, the barbarian way is the way to say it.
I that have spoken with God on the top of his holy hill.
As I am, spiritually wicked as I am, I love God.
And because I am of the people, I understand the people.
I want to say something. I'm a lover, and that's why I'm a fighter.
I am sorrowful with their sorrow. I am hungry with their desire. My heart has been heavy with the grief of mothers. My eyes have been wet with the tears of children. I have yearned with old wistful men, and laughed or cursed with young men. Their shame is my shame, and I have reddened for them.
We're going to stand up, and we're
going
to be
human beings. We're going to get fired they who should be
the real things, the things that
reddened for that they have gone and won, while others have been fought. Reddened for that they have walked in fear of lawyers and of their jailers, with their writs or summons and their handcuffs. Men mean
I know who the enemy is, and let me tell you, they are vicious wolves who hate you and your family.
I could have borne stripes in my body rather than this shame of my
people. I will go to hell before I sit here and I watch this country and the world turned over to these savages.
And now I speak being full of vision. I speak to my people, and I speak in my people's name to the masters of my people.
To all of you, we tell
I say to my people that they are holy.
You are not.
They are august despite their claim. They are greater than those that hold them, and stronger and purer. That they have but need of courage, and to call on the name of their God.
Rising.
God the unforgetting. The dear God that loves the peoples for whom he died naked, suffering
You'll
shame.
Never!
And I say to my people's master, beware.
Never defeat God! You'll
beware of the thing that is coming. Beware of the risen people who shall take what ye would not give. Did ye think to conquer the people? Or that law is stronger than life and than man's desire to be free?
Never!
We will try it out with you.
Never!
Ye that have harried and held, ye that have bullied and bribed, tyrants, hypocrites, liars.
God gave us free will in this animating contest, and this is where we get tested. So rejoice to God Almighty for this animating contest of liberty.
You know, and I would like to say that that was produced here by one of our great editors, but it wasn't. That was produced by a fan. Marcos, who put that together?
That came from a man named Luke Clardy that we ran into in public one day, and he was just so overwhelmed by what we do here that he wanted to contribute somehow. So he cut a video and sent it in, and I said, this is great. I'm going to show it to the guys.
Yeah.
And today was the day.
I didn't even see it. You just said this is good. I trust Marcos.
Good job, Luke.
Yeah. Good. Thank you, Luke. That was great. And that's the kind of stuff people produce. Not for money, not for fame, not for glory, but because they have a vision and they see it and they want to see it through. And that's the beauty of the internet, as long as we don't let the pig effers take it over. We'll be right back with more. Roger Stone's coming up next. Infowars.com/show is the free stream to send out to everybody you know. This is The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dude. Thanks for watching.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is The War Room.
Stone with my colleague Rob Dew, and you're in the right place. This is Freedom Command Central. You're in the War Room. That was the roar of a real lion at the end of that clip. Alex Jones is a historical figure. He is the one man who said no to the globalists. You're not going to take down this great democracy. You're not going to destroy the shining city on the hill. I'm so proud to be connected to InfoWars. Rob, it's great to be with you.
Thank you, Roger. It's great to be here. That was amazing. I hadn't watched that yet, and Marcos Morales said, hey, we should play this. And I said, well, let's play it, and I'll give you my live reaction to it on air. And that was just epic, and it's truly a testament to the fans and listeners and viewers. I don't even like using the word fans. Other freedom fighters wanted to get into the game. They're like, man, I could do something. I have a vision. I could put something together. And it's great to see everybody working together with this mass collective consciousness just going, this is how we defeat the tyrants, by creating things like this, these little living memes, and sending them out into the world.
Well, I particularly liked when they panned to that shot of John Wayne and Richard Widmark at the Alamo, one of the greatest movies of all time. I think it was a 3 or 4 hour movie. At the time, they said it would be a commercial disaster. One of the greatest movies ever made. Also, some homage in there to Braveheart. Just really well put together. It was very enjoyable on this end as well. Well, Rob, I have to say, I've never seen a cover-up crumble this fast since one of the Watergate burglars was caught with E. Howard Hunt's notebook in his pocket. A Glenn Simpson, Fusion GPS, Shiftless Adam Schiff, they're all in full retreat. The Democrats are desperate for us not to see these devastating four pages. I can't understand this. Why would they oppose transparency? Why wouldn't they want the American people to see what's happened? This is something that I've been outlining on InfoWars going back last year. They used what they knew to be fabricated evidence to as rationale for a FISA court warrant to illegally surveil the Republican candidate for president of the United States. It's called political espionage. It is a violation of the Constitution and the law, and somebody has to go down for it. My question is an obvious one. What did the president know, and when did he know it? It is hard for us to fathom that Valerie Jarrett and Susan Rice The Islamist traitor John Brennan and Mr. Clapper, the proven liar, all did this on their own, and that Barry knew nothing. Barry knew everything. And therefore, what will the consequences be? Are we a nation of laws? Is everybody equal under the law? Is no person above the law? That's what they said endlessly after Watergate when President Nixon was forced to resign. So will any of these Democrats pay the price for what has to be the greatest single political scandal and unconstitutional scandal in our history?
Yeah, it's going to be amazing when we see these come out. At least the buildup to them has been shocking already. We've got these people running for cover. We've got CNN trying to cover for it and try to downplay it. Like, oh, let's not talk about those. It's a memo. It's a 4-page memo. It's not a Russian dossier. And we keep just, all we have to do is stand strong and keep plugging. I need to encourage people. Call your congressman. Light up the switchboards at the White House. President Trump, all he has to do is tweet, release the memo, # release the memo. That's it. And no, that'll bring a ton of news media right. Looking at it. That's all he has to do.
Pulpit that they want to take away from him.
Exactly.
What's amazing to me is the way this memo is a hot potato that gets passed from hand to hand. Our taxpayer dollars utilized to pay for this. John McCain needs to answer under oath in front of the entire Senate. What did he know? Did he know it was a phony memo when he passed it on? Because if he did, then he ought to be indicted too. This has the fingerprints of the FBI on it. It has the fingerprints of Hillary Clinton on it. It has the fingerprints of Paul Singer. We exclusively reported that at InfoWars. That's the origins of this document. The left-wing Republican hedge fund backer of Marco Rubio paid for the earliest iteration. Here's the cool thing about Simpson and his pal. He triple billed for the same information. He sold it three times to three different bidders. It may be an interesting business practice, but I think he's broken the law.
Yeah, I think so. And I think when this comes out, we're going to be running around saying, look, we told you this back in the day. This isn't new information. Like you like to say, tomorrow's news today, InfoWars.com. We've really been able to look at what's going on. And just by not being under that, I think that pressure from being in DC or being working in mainstream media and getting those faxes that say, you have to say this, you have to say this. We're not beholden to that. You've got sources. We've got sources. We're able to ask them and get that information out. That's the beauty of what we do here.
No, I think you make a very good point, but it's only possible because we don't have one big corporate sponsor who says, oh, you can't say that. Or Alex, you can't discuss this, or that's too controversial. The great thing about InfoWars is we answer to no man. We're funded completely by listeners and viewers through the InfoWars store. There's no corporatists calling the shots here. We can go where the facts take us, where the truth takes us. And it's true independent journalism, which is why, folks, please, if you haven't done it today, do so. Go to the InfoWars store. Help us pay for the war room. Help us pay for the expansion that includes the real news with David Knight. We're going to be ultimately 24 hours, folks. We're headed that way, but we can't do it without you. And there's some of the very best discounted prices I've ever seen on the site. I don't know how Alex does this. In some cases, I know what his costs are. He's virtually giving this stuff away, and it really redounds to his benefit because once you see how good the products are and you see how well they work, he knows you'll be back. I've now taken ImmuneWall because I had this flu for 3 weeks, and I upped my immunity game. I feel pretty damn good. I must say I have a little cough left, but this stuff really worked for me. And it's based on ancient Chinese herbology, things that they've been doing for centuries, and cutting-edge nutraceuticals, the very best you can find. You can go to CVS. You can go to Walmart. You can go to any of the corner drugstore, and you'll find products that say they do the same thing, that sound like they're the same, but they use fillers, they use B-grade ingredients. You won't find that at InfoWars. So, folks, please give us a hand. Go to the store now.
Exactly, and it's your support that helps fund what we're doing and helps us grow. Helps us grow to levels that I didn't ever think were possible. I thought we were just going to stay with the Alex Jones Show, and we'll do the nightly news, and we'll put this 5 hours a day out. Well, we've doubled that in it's been 6 months now that we are putting at 10 hours a day. I like to say we traded in 1 hour for six. Okay. Used to do 1 hour of the nightly news, and now we're doing, we got David Knight starting at 8 a.m. and we're going all the way to 6 p.m. It's amazing.
Well, I got to tell you, Rob, it's really gratifying too when you travel, because people come up to you on the streets and restaurants and airports and they say, thank God what you do. Tell Alex we love him. We wouldn't know what was going on if you guys didn't tell us the truth. It's very gratifying. For every one of them, there are three guys who want to punch you in the mouth, but it's still gratifying.
That's true, because we got a lot of work. We got a lot of souls we have to save. And it was like, I was talking about abortion earlier, and I don't even know what your stance is on this. I'm against making abortion illegal, because then I still think people would go out and do it and they could get harmed even more. I'm pro-life for one thing, but I'm pro-educating people on what's really going on, not to this, the propaganda that Planned Parenthood puts out, that abortion is totally safe and effective. But
that's why I'm very excited about this Roe v. Wade movie that's coming out, which Facebook and Twitter are going out of their way to try to block. Go to RoeVWadeMovie.com. This is going to be a blockbuster. Today I agreed to have a cameo and play the part of a federal judge.
Well, that's going to be awesome.
Shady federal judge.
A shady federal judge. And I think that's where we're able to win, just by educating people. And there it is, Roe vs. Wade, the movie, The Untold Story. I believe, okay, so that's Alveda King doing she's the executive producer of this. So it's good to see Alveda King, Dr. Martin Luther King's daughter, I believe, our yes. niece, yeah, is out there promoting this. This is great to see. We'll be right back with Roger Stone. I'm Rob Dew here at the War Room. Unfortunately, I can't give you Roger's Twitter, because they've censored him, just like they want to censor everybody else that has a real opinion and based back by facts. We'll be right back after this.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus, and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank. InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Live on the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. You can follow me on Twitter at Dews News, D-E-W-S-N-E-W-Z. I love to hear from people on Twitter, and I get a lot of great news from Twitter. And I'm also going to start migrating over to Gab AI. I do have an account there, same name, and I'll be posting from there a lot more often. I can't wait till we can get it on our phones because Apple and Android, or I guess Microsoft, don't want to let Gab AI proliferate. Just like they kicked Roger Stone off Twitter for a bunch of made up horse manure. Roger, any change on that? Are they ever going to let you back onto these vaunted, forums of, free speech, supposedly?
No, Rob. In fact, immediately after the show today, I'm headed down to Miami to meet with Milo to plot the next step in our coming lawsuit. Let me just say this. It won't be one lawsuit. It'll be many lawsuits on different issues in different jurisdictions. And it will be, you know, street theater, civil disobedience, protests. We're going to form a human chain around the Twitter headquarters hand to hand. And the scabs who want to cross it, they can do it for the TV cameras.
A shame chain. Yes, a shame chain.
I like that. These people want to snuff out free expression. Right. Was the first step for Stalin and Hitler, when you start telling people what they can think, what they can say. Jack Dorsey won't be able to find work when I'm finished with him. I assure you of that. And we can't wait to hear what they're going to say on the stand. Dorsey needs to put away a month because we have many, many questions we want to ask him under oath. I have a feeling that Zuckerberg doesn't want to go under oath, but he's going to. We have to blow the cover on what they're trying to do here. Let's face it. It's time for these global giants to be regulated like a utility. If they want to be the town square, then they have to have equal access for everybody. And they've been using the CDA, Act of Congress that was set up to try to police pornography on the net. A good idea. So it doesn't fall into the hands of children. But that broad rubric is being used to silence political speech. And even as we speak, Rob, literally, as your friend Jason Fickett brought to our attention, millions of people are being disenfranchised on Facebook as we speak, simply because they were for Donald Trump, or because they're conservatives, or they're libertarians, or they're pro-freedom. And it's got to stop, and it will stop. I had very good meetings in Washington with a handful of congressmen who now, I think, get it. So we're on the move.
Yeah, that's great to hear, because I don't think it's any coincidence that the same state that houses Facebook and Twitter and all these organizations at Google that like to tell you how to think and control everything you say, it's also the same state that makes mandatory vaccines like the measles vaccine. And here I have some articles from just the last few days. Tragic measles outbreak kills 8 in Ukraine. Measles reported at O'Hare and Newark airports. Should you worry? measles outbreak in 5 English regions, and measles outbreak reported in Gothenburg, Sweden hospital. I was actually contacted by somebody in Sweden today, said, hey, we're having this massive outbreak of measles, and they're covering it up. Well, let me tell you why they're covering it up. Because they don't want it to come out that you can actually get measles from the measles vaccine. And I'm going to go, of course, to my old insert here. So, Roger, you don't mind if I take a few minutes to talk about this?
Please do. Because, as you know, I wrote about this issue for the Stone Cold Truth this week. I love when you have Lori Hendry on and Michelle Ford. These women are terrific. They're fighters. I had a great conversation with Robert Kennedy Jr. a couple weeks ago. I'm all in on this fight. I really am.
Yeah. It really is a big fight, and this is a fight for your body just like any other fight. So, and here's a story from the Weston A. Price Foundation. Studies show that vaccinated individuals spread disease, and this came out in 2015, a few months, or a few, I guess a year after the, or a few months after the Disneyland measles outbreak that happened. And basically, we have this thing called shedding. And it's where when you get injected with one of these vaccines, the virus, it's a live virus that's put in your body, and your body sheds that virus. So people that either A, weren't vaccinated could get that disease from you, or people that were vaccinated already could still get the disease from you. And now I take you to our little handy dandy MMR. Guys, is this the best spot to put it right here to get it? Because we need to go to the adverse reactions over here. The following are a list of, listed. Our adverse reactions are listed decreasing order of severity. So the first is body as a whole. Atypical measles is one of the adverse reactions that you can get from the shot. I'm gonna put it right up here. It's kind of hard. This is really small print. It's hard for my old eyes to see, but there it is. Atypical measles adverse reaction right there. And I'm going to let everybody get a good shot of that. And then I'm going to flip this over to the other side. You got a lot of adverse reactions here. Here's another one. Measles inclusion body on encephalitis infects your nervous system. Right there. Boom, boom, boom. Here, right there. Okay. And now let's go to another adverse reaction. Steven Johnson syndrome and measles-like rash. Right there. And now, let's go back to the front again and go to precautions. And I'm going to read this. Excretion of a small amount of live attenuated rubella, which is German measles, of susceptible individuals 7 to 28 days after vaccination. There's no confirmed evidence to indicate that such a virus is transmitted to susceptible persons that are in contact with the individuals. Consequently, transmission through close personal contact, while accepted as a theoretical possibility, is not regarded as a significant risk. However, transmission of rubella vaccine virus to infants via breast milk has been documented. And they also say the for any vaccine, the MMR may not be 100% effective in preventing measles, mumps, or rubella. Yet, they're wondering why in all these countries they give you the MMR and you get it very early. Yet we're having outbreaks now being reported. And this is because the version that they've been injecting into people for so long, either the virus itself is having some mutation going on, or it's not really working. Just like the flu shot doesn't really work. Just like it's all based on theory. It's not based on practice, and doctors want to pretend that this stuff is lock, stock, and barrel encased in gold, yet we have outbreaks going on all over the place, and I bet if you contacted these people, they either got the vaccine or they were recently in contact with somebody who got the vaccine very recently. And what it's called shedding. Look it up, virus shedding. It's documented. It happens all the time. And I think we need to get Leslie Manoukian back on. She was worked for Goldman Sachs for a while, and then she figured out what they were doing and came out with a documentary called The Greater Good. It's time to start bringing more people back in like this to talk about this. There it is. Viral shedding refers to the expulsion and release of virus progeny following successful reproduction of a host cell infection. Once replication has been completed, the host cell has exhausted all resources of making viral progeny. The viruses may begin to leave the cell by several methods. They may be coming to you. Beware. Read the damn insert and stay tuned to the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. We got Roger Stone, Infowars.com/show is the live link you need to send to everybody you know. Thanks for watching.
partner group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I said the joint was rocking, going round and round. Air reeling and a rocking, what a crazy sound. And they never stopped rocking till the moon went down.
Listening to the sworn enemy of fake news. It's the War Room with Roger Stone at InfoWars.com/show.
Well, and there you have the Rolling Stones cover of a Chuck Berry song circa 1965, one of my favorites. Rob, unfortunately, I have no choice. I've got to call you out on this whole vaccination thing because Congressman Adam Schiff has sponsored a resolution in the House that makes it absolutely clear that no American has ever been damaged by a vaccination, and the U.S. government has literally never paid out not even a single dime to anyone hurt by mandatory vaccinations. So you're busted.
I stand corrected, except there's a thing called the Vaccine Court, which has paid several billion in damages for those who have been injured by vaccines. Those that can actually prove it, however, have to go through this special secret court that no one's allowed to see, or we're not allowed to see transcripts from, or even refer to other things. But yeah, there's Adam Schiff's little declaration. This is my resolution. Vaccines are safe and effective. Vaccines are safe and effective. I bet he doesn't give his children vaccines. If he has children, I don't think Adam has
I don't know that he has children.
Oh, yeah. But that would make sense, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Wouldn't that make sense? Well, look, the, Wants to tell other people what to do.
The point here is it's a craven attempt for big pharma campaign contributions. This is the story of the California Democratic Party. Adam Schiff will put his name on anything if you pay him enough. This is why they call him the Schiff Head. and you know my theory, if it's Schiff, flush it. This guy's embarrassed himself. Go back and
smells like Schiff in here.
Yeah, I mean, go back and look at that epic interview with Tucker Carlson where Tucker keeps saying, look in the camera and tell us that you have seen proof of Russian collusion. He keeps implying that he's seen it. He's a bald-faced, four-flushing liar. He's seen nothing. He's a disgrace to public service. This guy needs to be driven from public life by the voters. And right now what he's doing is trying desperately to undermine the Democrat challenging Dianne Feinstein for the Senate. You see, that's the seat that Adam wanted, and he thought she was going to retire and that he'd be able to contend in the Democratic primary. He doesn't have the cojones to jump in against her, so now he hopes that she gets reelected and dies so he can run for the seat. This guy is a craven, you know what?
A Schiff Head.
The worst.
A total, total Schiff Head. And I haven't heard him say a thing about this new FISA memo. Isn't that interesting? Well, he's head of this committee. He's supposed to be looking for all this Russia collusion. I haven't heard him say – I checked his Twitter earlier today. Didn't say a word.
No, not a single Democrat has seen the memo. They won't go look at it in the safe room. And they voted unanimously not to give it to the American people. What's wrong with transparency? What is it they're afraid of?
Yeah, I like to say, what do they have to hide? Because they like to say that to us. What do we have to hide? Why can't we look at your emails and your texts and your phones and everything that you do, American citizens? Why are we not allowed to do? What do you have to hide, American citizens? Oh, and then we turn that around on them, and they're like, oh, national security, national security. Everything becomes national security. They're probably going to try to say this FISA memo is national security. It's not. It's Clinton security. It's deep state security.
What's interesting is that I have now had a chance to read Glenn Simpson's testimony, and in it he says, yes, we were focused on Roger Stone and his various associations, and we concluded that Roger Stone's link to WikiLeaks and Julian Assange was Nigel Farage. That is a lie, a bald-faced lie. I've met Nigel Farage one time in my life. That I recall, we had dinner with Alex Jones, very pleasant social occasion at the Republican convention in Cleveland. He told a reporter that he bumped into me during the inauguration. Frankly, I had the flu and I was running a temperature. I may have met him in passing in a reception. I don't remember. I think he's a good man, but we certainly were not working together to steal the DNC's emails and give them to WikiLeaks. It's a lie. But Simpson, I got to give the guy credit. He charged big money for that lie. He got Hillary to pay for it. He got the Democratic National Committee to pay for it. He got the Republicans like Marco Rubio to pay for it. Quite a businessman that.
He got the FBI to pay for it too. He got the FBI to at least pay for some expenses. That came out in Breitbart. Let me find the article here. No, not there. Here it is. Fusion GPS founder, FBI may have paid expenses for anti-Trump dossier author. So the FBI's even got their fingers in this.
Well, Andrew McCabe is the one that approved that expenditure. Why has he not been suspended? Why isn't he facing criminal indictment? Would somebody please tap Jeff Sessions on the shoulder and wake him up? It boggles the mind. And as I revealed on the Alex Jones show, we now know that under Sessions, but really under Rosenstein, they changed the chain of authority in the Justice Department. So, for example, if the president ordered Sessions to appoint a special counsel to look into Uranium One and he refused, the decision would then go to the deputy associate, Rosenstein. But if the president fired Rosenstein, as I have advocated, it doesn't go to the Solicitor General. It goes to another deep stater named Nancy Brand. And if she refused, it goes to another deep stater and another and another. So I know exactly what happened here. They went to the president and say, oh, Mr. President, we're making some structural changes at Justice. Just, you don't need to read this. Just sign it. That's exactly what they did.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Trump's going, I'm making America great again. And probably somebody in his ear said, oh, I've looked it over, President. It's fine. It's great. We've vetted this document. And they move on with the collusion and just basically pulling the wool over the American people. Roger, I've got four callers lined up right now. You want to take some calls finishing up this segment, going to the next? All right, let's go to Wild in Wisconsin. He's been holding on for a while. Mr. Wild, let's talk about the ion thrusters in NASA. This should be interesting. Go ahead, Wild.
Hi, Mr. Dew. Hi, Roger. First one here circles around the deep space ion thrusters and the engineering details and said specifics tangentially connected to the themes discussed on the show. Are you guys familiar at all with deep space ion thrusters, or would you like a snapshot gestalt?
I've heard of them. I believe they're used frequently in Star Trek-like movies. They're always talking about the ion thrusters. And there are ion cannons in Star Wars, and they basically disable ships. But that's the extent of my knowledge.
Okay, these are in real life, and they were developed in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
As the name suggests, the thrusters uses ions powered by xenon tubes. The thruster puts out a very light thrust, but timed perfectly with acceleration peaks to eventually get the spacecraft streaking through deep space at hundreds and hundreds of thousands of miles per hour. Then connected with long-term predictive gravitational supermathematics analyzed by onboard AI supernumeraries, outpacing even nuclear efficiency power plants, liquid or solid fuel rockets. So anyway, on the back of these thrusters, is a grid, and it has small circular holes on it. Now, according to NASA, the, quote, Saturn guys wanted six-sided hexagon holes on the ion thruster grids, but it was not allowed. You know, these droids are going way deep, deep, far, far away in the sea of stars, and it seems to me that somebody's don't want such symbolism as emissaries of humanity, not triangle holes, not hexagon holes, not squares, circles.
So some NASA engineers wanted the hexagon, and they said, no, we're going to do circles. So circles are what's currently involved? All right, and what does this have to do with the price of tea in China?
Well, on InfoWars, and Alex Jones always discussed, like, the elite and the top of the pyramid type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like 100% of the elite are damned. And ultimately, Satanism is another control mechanism used by God.
Hexagon kind of looks like an eye, too. Maybe that's why they don't want to do that. So, very interesting. Thank you for calling, Wild. Appreciate you for disseminating that knowledge onto the people. You're watching The War Room. Infowars.com/show is the live stream to send to everybody you know. I know it sounds like I keep repeating myself, but
climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goatweed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it could do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. You're at Freedom Command Central. Yes, it's the War Room with your co-hosts, Roger Stone and Rob Dew, and we're breaking it down for you. We just talked about the falsity and the slothfulness of the House Intelligence Committee Democrats, including Adam Schiff. But now, Rob, I have an exciting announcement to make, and that is that I have been invited and accepted the invitation to speak at the prestigious Oxford Union in the United Kingdom on the 29th. On the 30th of January, previous speakers being President Ronald Reagan, President Richard Nixon, House Speaker Newt Gingrich, and so on. I'll also be speaking on the 1st of February for the Durham Union, the Bo Group, a prominent Tory group, is hosting a black tie dinner in my honor, so I'm getting my kilt out of the dry cleaners. I'm very excited about this.
Excellent. I remember when Alex was invited a few years ago, we were seriously considering going to that at the time when we were watching those talks. It's done in an open kind of in the round setting in one of these old wooden buildings, and there's students sitting around. And it looks like a really cool opportunity to get in front of some people, but they also put these things out live online. You will probably have the largest viewership of any of these to date since they've gone online. So that'll be very interesting to watch.
Well, and InfoWars is going to be covering it live. So Stone takes Britain by storm. I'm really looking forward to locking arms with our Tory allies there and those who oppose the globalists. They've seen firsthand what George Soros is doing to Europe. So it's a great opportunity to be with like-minded, freedom-loving patriots like ourselves. I'm very excited about the trip.
Be interesting to see if there's any protests and what type of how these protests manifest themselves, because I guarantee there will be some people there that are afraid of someone like you speaking to the youth who are easily corrupted, as the Brits but like to think.
Those people, as you know, they like to wear masks. That's the thing about them. They're so committed to their views that they have to wear masks, so nobody knows who they are.
Exactly. You want to go back to calls?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's go to Dennis in Kentucky, who wants to talk about the FISA warrant. Go ahead, Dennis. Dennis, are you there?
Yes, sir. Mr. Stone, Mr. Dew, thank you very much. I wanted to say that I believe that this FISA warrant will expose all who got paid to compile the dossier, Democrat and Republicans, and the FISA warrant will also show how we have Democrat and Republicans on the same roll. And I'm also willing to take a bet that it's the same list of people who has aided and helped keep in very close proximity of the settled sex offense cases in Congress. Your thoughts, gentlemen?
That's very interesting.
You know, I think you're right on the money here. Look, I'm a proud Republican. I was born into the party of Barry Goldwater, a party that was committed to personal privacy, limited government, low taxation, controlled government spending, maximum personal freedom. Get government out of the boardroom, out of the bedroom. But I have to admit that with the ascendancy of the Bushes, the two major parties have morphed into one big neocon globalist party that believes only in money and power. The Bushes are not conservatives. They're crony capitalists interested in lining their pockets and the pockets of their friends. Ditto the Clintons and the Obamas. And they have been working together more intensely than ever because Donald Trump is their worst nightmare. Here's a guy that's not controlled by them, who doesn't ache to be invited to their fancy cocktail parties, who doesn't crave their approval. And my God, he believes in American exceptionalism. He believes in American sovereignty. He believes in American strength. Good God, we've got to defeat this guy immediately. And they overreached. They violated the Constitution and their law in their effort to bring him down through the use of government paid for, taxpayer-financed political espionage. Caller, you're absolutely right. This memo is going to expose them all. Thanks for your call.
I can't wait to see it. Thanks for calling, Dennis. Let's go to Willie in Nashville, Tennessee. He wants to talk about breaking news from QAnon and FISA info on the secret emails. Go ahead, Willie.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you today?
Doing great.
Great. Okay, so QAnon just dropped a thing, and he says that, or they, I don't know who it is, but they say that not only was Hillary Clinton using secret servers, but Huma Abedin was, Barack Obama was, Susan Rice was, the lady that had the tarmac meeting was, they said that Schmidt from Google went off to North Korea with the old governor from New Mexico to set up a back internet channel to where Barack Obama could actually communicate directly with them off the record. They've listed a bunch of email addresses for all of these people. There's like 30 people. They are all gonna hang. And before you guys kick me off of here, I was wondering, is there a way that I could send each of you a baseball and have you autograph it? I'll pay for the postage.
Rob, I'll let you handle that inquiry. You can certainly, I'm happy to sign. Just send it to an address in Austin, which Rob will give you. Let's do that offline.
I'll give you that right now. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. You can put care of Rob Due, Free Speech Systems. I do have some QAnon posts from yesterday, and guys, maybe you can pull up these other QAnon posts that happened today. I thought yesterday's were big. If you could please put the document camera right here. Are you following the news today? What a big news day. These people are really stupid. This will be an end of the D party. This will be the path forward with public outrage to jail and many so-called untouchables. You, the people, have the power down. She goes. I would say that's probably Hillary Clinton. That's from Q. And then he also put this out. What 19 people are currently meeting in a safe room heavily guarded? These are the guys reading those four memo pages. Why did everyone leave their phones, all of their electronic devices in room 239? Why does it take public information going public before just, why does it take the information going public before justice is served? That's a good question. Why is the D party making every effort to block the release of the FISA C info? Why did RR plead to Ryan moments? Why did RR plead to Ryan moments ago? I'm not sure who RR is to prevent the release.
Rosenstein. No, look, this is Reince Priebus's fault, that he ever got to the Justice Department. I wrote a long piece for InfoWars. You can pull it up about why the president needs to fire him immediately. Never mind Sessions. Get rid of the de facto attorney general. This guy is a creep, and he has been in bed with Comey and Mueller and the Clintons from the beginning. He's an ostensible Republican. Yeah. A liberal Republican who comes from a blue state, Maryland, that hasn't elected a Republican in recent memory. So, he is definitely the man stuck in the middle here. And frankly, I don't think they'll be able to get the toothpaste back in the tube. We're going to see this four-page memo. It's going to bring down the entire House of Cards.
Yep. And then next in his post, where is AS? I determined that to be Adam Schiff. AS. 8 fired, X jailed. So that means we don't know how many are going to be jailed yet, but a number of people. Possible suicides. Maybe they say Arkansides. Plus, plus, dash, plus, TikTok. Q. Then he went on to post even more. Fight, 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 demand public disclosure, be loud, be heard. This will just be the beginning. 2018 will be glorious, exclamation point, Q. And then finally, the Great Awakening, right there, the Great Awakening. So there, that's what he posted yesterday. Guys, did you find the post from today? I'd like to see those.
You know, Rob, the very best way to keep up with what Q is doing really is to follow the reporting of Jerry Corsi. Dr. Corsi has enormous experience in encrypting a lot of this information, which is sent in code. Right. And everything Dr. Corsi has told me was going to come to pass has come to pass based on his reading of these so-called tea leaves. I think the reporting here at InfoWars on QAnon and everything he's putting out has been really first rate.
I think so. And this is a person or group of people who's only come into existence in late October of 2017. But this room, putting the room number where everybody put their cell phones in before they went in to read this memo. I guess there's 19 people who know what's on this memo now. Some of them are talking. Some of them aren't. Some of them are trying to keep this information from going out. So it's up to you out there to let your voice be heard and sound the alarm bells, and let's find out what's in those memos.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body.
Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
You compare in the speech President Trump to Joseph Stalin, who called, by calling the free press, quote, the enemy of the people.
Well, I'm saying that he borrowed that phrase. It was popularized by Joseph Stalin, used by Mao as well. Enemy of the people.
Nothing to see here, folks. Just more yellow journalism being force-fed to you by the Gelin Organization offshoot over there at the Operation Mockingbird headquarters, established in the 1950s by Frank Wisner, director of the Office of Policy Coordination, a covert operations unit created by the United States National Security Council. As early as the 1950s, CBS, Newsweek, and the New York Times were in Wisner's back pocket. Phil Graham of the Washington Post ran the cabal of journalists for Wisner that would control the public mind, an operation that continues to this very day. Edward Bernays said, "We are governed, our minds molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested." Are these PSYOP organizations not the very definition of an enemy of the people?
Thomas Jefferson wrote, "We hold these truths to be self-evident." So from the very beginning, our freedom has been predicated on truth. The founders were visionary in this regard, understanding well that good faith and shared facts between the governed and the government would be the very basis of this ongoing idea of America. The enemy of the people was how the President of the United States called the free press in 2017. Mr. President, it is a testament to the condition of our democracy that our own president uses words infamously spoken by Joseph Stalin to describe his enemies. It bears noting that so fraught with malice was the phrase enemy of the people that even Nikita Khrushchev forbade its use, telling the Soviet Communist Party that the phrase had been introduced by Stalin for the purpose of, quote, annihilating such individuals, unquote, who disagreed with the supreme leader.
And if it's okay to compare the President of the United States to Joseph Stalin, who was responsible for the deaths of roughly 20 million people, can we now start comparing Jim Acosta to Charles Manson? They've both used cultish disinformation to persuade their followers to consider hostile irrationality against the status quo.
Mr. President, did you say that you want more people to come in from Norway? Did you say that you wanted more people to come in from Norway? Is that true, Mr. President?
I want them to come in from everywhere, everywhere. Thank you very much, everybody.
Just Caucasian or white countries, sir, or do you want people to come in from other parts of the world where there are people of color?
When the gloves completely came off after the quiet suffocation of the 65-year-old Smith-Mundt Act, that was tucked away in Obama's 2013 NDAA, unshackling Obama's State Department to allow total propaganda to run like a feral cat through the collective consciousness of the United States.
The Smith Month Modernization Act of 2012, passed as part of the National Defense Authorization Act, will allow the CIA to flood America with more government propaganda. Frank Church revealed in 1975 how the establishment media works hand in glove with the CIA.
I thought that it was a matter of real concern that planted stories intended to serve a national purpose abroad came home and were circulated here and believed here, because this would mean that the CIA could manipulate the news in the United States by channeling it through some foreign country.
You see, sensationalism has always sold papers and advertising. And in this persuasive, faction-oriented culture of treasonous media prostitution, Senator Jeff Flake, Supreme Emperor of the Snowflakes, gets a seat at every table. John Bound reporting.
Introducing Cellforce by InfoWars.
We're going to have the QAnon.
Cellforce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. Cellforce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
Well, we've got the new QAnon releases that I'm going to go over. I'm just going to put them in order here. So this is about 153. If you know Army Time, 1353, number 44. Why are we here? Why are we providing crumbs? Think memo. Obviously, we know what that is. Build the army. Not convinced this is spreading? You, the people, have the power. You, the people, just forgot how to play. Together, you are strong. Apart, you are weak. They want you divided. They want race wars. They want class wars. They want religious wars. They want political wars. They want you divided. Learn. You can just go to the document cam right here. For God and country, learn. Stay strong. Stay together. Fight, fight, fight. This is more important than you can imagine. All right, put that out today at 153. Next post. Counter-narrative went out at 4 a.m. to MSM. Contractors like clockwork. Russian bots. These people are really, really stupid. Desperation. So we can, guys, see if we can find anything about Russian bots or talking about the memo. Fear. When does a bird sing? Nobody is safe. When does a bird sing? That's a riddle. That's a riddle. In the morning. Ah, yes. You're the morning birds. Nobody is safe. No deals. MSM contractors. Goodbye. Fight, fight, fight. Q. Last one. CS. Who could CS be? CS. Chuck Schumer. We'll live in fear from today forward. Thank you for visiting the White House. It is Chuck Schumer, because he's supposed to go meet with the president about this, and maybe the president put this in front of him and said, here's the memo. Nobody's safe, bro. You better go with this immigration bill or it's all coming out. So it sounds like Trump might even be using this to score some political points and maybe get some legislation passed. Do we have our guest on, Jason Fick? All right, let's go to Jason right now. Jason, what do you think of these latest QAnon posts hot off the press? Chuck Schumer will live in fear from today forward. This is turning out to be a really good day.
Yeah, it's definitely a win for the right. Most of the people that I've been talking to say that this week is going to be a very interesting week, but potentially even a dangerous week. Because obviously this is the moment when everything comes out. This is, you know, obviously with the release the memo, release the document, you know, the nation's looking for this. I think, you know, one of the biggest things I've seen, obviously, with me being in the social media world is that they're trying to portray this as us crazy right wingers are all by ourselves. But that's all we are. We're just a very small group. But the reality is that most of this nation has woken up, that even the people that were against Trump are sort of sitting there going, well, okay, so Russia's not real anymore. Most of everything they've said isn't real anymore. And how much more can they, you know, lie about this stuff? Well, now, obviously, with this memo coming out, it's going to get ugly because people are, you know, and one of the things that I sort of want to warn everybody about is when you're backed into a corner and your options are criminal charges and going to jail, you'll do anything. So that's why I said this week might get really, really interesting.
We're going to see bodies hitting the floor, I think. Mm-hmm. And, it can't happen soon enough. We've had a year plus of this Russian collusion investigation, which has really gone nowhere. They found some, literally found some nits in Paul Manafort's hair, and they've picked those out. They're looking at Kushner. They're looking at Flynn and the nit, but the, Trump has been unscathed from this. I mean, he really has been able to ride this and use it to his advantage as playing the, oh, you guys are beating up on me. You won't stop. You won't stop. But
he's not a criminal.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it comes down to. It's simply that they had the opportunity. I mean, if you think about it, they had this FISA warrant. They spied on him. They got nothing. They really got nothing. So if that's the case, yeah, I mean, they wanted to bury him and they didn't pull it off. So what that says to any normal person that has any common sense says the guy's legit. That's really what it says.
Nobody's perfect. I'm going to say that. Off the bat, no. You know, a guy who's building buildings is going to have problems with people. Things don't go right. We have problems here between people sometimes in this office. I mean, nothing ever works like a well-oiled machine like you want it to. But I think overall, Trump doesn't seem like he's out to screw people. He does seem like he wants to have the economy grow. He knows a good economy is going to be good for him in the long run. So, yeah, in that instance, he is being a little selfish. But it's called a rising tide raises all ships, not just the Trump ship, but everybody else out there playing. Now, you're going to be with us for the full hour. I want to take some calls with you. We're also what I want to talk about, though, and really implore on people is what's going on with the social media networks. We got into a little bit on the fourth hour a week ago on Alex Jones's show, but really get into what the plans are, how they are shadow banning people. And you sent me some instances of how they do that, where you don't have the power to block certain people, but other people you can block. That's interesting. How do you get that great power not to be blocked by anyone? And we'll look at some other instances, things that you want to bring to light and just explain to people that it's going to happen in the 2018 election. They're going to try to shut you off, pretend like you have no voice and no power. But correct. The big enchilada is the 2020, where when they shut social media off to anybody that's a dissenting voice, it will sound like there is nobody for Trump, that there is nobody for a libertarian / paleo-conservative philosophy out there. And that's the big plan. And then they can run rampant on us and literally rape our essence. So go into that a little bit, and we'll talk more about it as we go on through this hour, the last hour of the War Room.
So yeah, the thing that I've been watching over the years is that if social media doesn't like whatever it is that you're doing, they call it a shadow ban, and I sort of wanted to dumb it down so that if you don't really do social media, you understand this. A shadow ban, if you think of it like this, is if somebody put a glass wall between you and somebody else you're speaking with, you wouldn't see it. It's just see through. However, it would stop everything that you're trying to say to them. They can see that you're talking, but they don't really know what you're saying but you don't know that that's actually happening. So if that's essentially what a shadow ban is that they just reduce what you're actually getting your word to somebody else. So you think that you're getting your word out there, and all of a sudden you know, your reach drops off, your engagement drops off, everything drops off, but you can't understand why. Well, some of the things that I've just seen, like little under tricks that I guess that they pull is, for example, they will change your statistics so that the algorithm thinks that it's doing worse than it really is. Now, how does that happen? Well, generally something gets reported. It goes in front of somebody who is a liberal in Facebook and they go, well, you know what? Enough. Done. That brings your reach down and you no longer can reach the same people that you did before. So now how that applies later down the road is that, for example, is if, you know, if you're the small guy, like I started to explain this, if you're the small guy that you just got deleted, you're gone. There was thousands of them were gone. Then there is the larger guys like us in the mid range where we, we would get reduced in reach because they don't want us to disappear. Then what happens is then you have the bigger guys. So then we get down the road and all of a sudden they shut the big guys off. So like guys like Alex Jones, then what happens is we get the elections, poof, they shut down the president. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. So essentially where we're at right now is in that stage where the moderately leveled people are being, reduced off. And I mean, we can see the reduction. And like, I'm in a group with a couple guys. We constitute about 250 million fans. Those 250 million fans are all in the conservative realm. They were all like Trump supporters and so forth. So that's his basis that would go away.
Yeah, 250 million is nothing to sneeze at either. And, it is amazing to see what they've done to you. It just, we're going to break. In fact, actually, when we come back from break, I want to go over, you sent me two examples of how they shadow ban people and how they allow other people to continue to put out their messages. And most of these are anti-freedom messages. You see how it works? So then you think being anti-freedom is cool and to be in the in crowd. And so you start being anti-freedom. That's how it works. We'll be right back at the War Room, Infowars.com/show.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm not going to speak for hours. Just on the
yeah, what I'd like here, to do is maybe put the two QAnon segments together, like just where I was talking about the QAnon thing.
Immune system boost. For this
and then start with
the
Jason
year,
and move on from this segment going into the next.
Folks,
does that make sense?
Other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, Beta Glucans, Olive Leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read.
Let's
what's
see.
In
QAnon
mushroom blend of the most
QAnon issues
quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall. Infowarsstore.com. InfowarsLive.com or 888-253-3139. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, I put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank. InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Guest Jason Fick runs a bunch of pages on Facebook. He contacted us a few months ago saying, listen, I'm getting attacked. I'm getting banned for my political views. It happened before back in 2012, and they kind of took their foot off my neck, but now they're putting it back on. It's getting even worse. And he's here to basically, well, he's already predicted how all this stuff's going to happen before. But he's basically just sounding the alarm bell, saying people need to wake up and see what's going on and basically use the small bit of power you have now before they take it all away, because they are going to take it all away. That is the only way they can win. That is the only way they can win, is by cutting off our vocal cords. And that's what they do with this shadow banning. It's how Facebook does it. It's how Twitter does it. We've got them on video. Veritas Project. This is how we do it. We don't like these S-H-I-T-T-Y people. So this is how we do it. We take away your freedom of speech. Jason, let's go back into, let's just continue on what you were talking about last segment about how they go about doing this. And then we'll go into these examples that you show me from a group. Now they're a protected species. This group, they're so informed. So we have to protect them, and we'll show how the shadow banning is done. The secrets of shadow banning exposed.
Well, what it really comes down to is that if we're not aware of what's going on, obviously there's nothing we really can do as individuals and publishers and so forth. So as people go on the internet and they're looking at social media, everyone looks at it as if it is a free common place for people to chat. Well, that's actually how President Trump won, is that people talked. Now, they did what they could to shut it down, and they thought they had it wrapped up, but they weren't prepared for that one. So now that Trump is in place, they have to look at, you know, ahead for the 2018 elections and then, of course, the 2020 elections. And with 2020 coming up, the only way to do it, as you said, is shut it off. Now, I would also, you know, say something that really hasn't even been brought up yet. So Twitter goes and they shut President Trump down for 11 minutes. And you know that I had predicted that what a month ahead of time. I said it was going to happen, because they always test. The CIA, military, everybody, they test first and then they proceed with their plan. So I said that it was going to get shut down. It did get shut down. Now they claimed, now of course, anything they say anymore, you don't really have to, you just don't believe, but they claimed it was a rogue, right?
Right.
Well, if it was a rogue employee or not a rogue employee, if you're trying to affect the president of the United States, wouldn't that be a homeland security issue? Wouldn't that be a treasonous action?
Yeah.
Because now we're not even talking about freedom of speech. We're talking about undermining the United States and its safety. Why is nobody looking into it from that point? Why is nobody looking into social media from the standpoint of this undermines the safety of the United States of America? It is pushing a almost a global coup. There's enough is enough. I mean, people need to now. I give a lot of credit to Congress for going after, you know, the Mueller investigation and going after the FISA warrant and so forth. But look at it from a grand standpoint. You've got mainstream media and now you have social media moving aggressively to shut everyone up to essentially what? Take power? Isn't that a coup in itself?
Yeah.
That's, you know, a homeland security issue. Now we're talking about this is dangerous to the safety of the United States of America. People aren't aware how much and how important social media is and was to this presidency as well as to everyone, because mainstream media, it's done. Like we've lost all of it except for Fox. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous where you look at it and I mean, it's disgusting to even look at CNN or MSNBC anymore because you go, that's just not true. I often jokingly say if the president walked past a school and passed wind, they'd say he tried to gas children. I mean, they really take it too far. So, but as far as the way that they do this, there's a lot of tricks and techniques to it that people aren't aware of. And I had sent you over a couple of screenshots that I noticed.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, one of which is if you're in a group and someone shares something to a group, you get a notification of it. That video could come up, you know, and if that video comes up and you go, oh, I don't really want to see this video, and I don't really want to see anything from this whole company, you can go down and scroll down the list, you know, on the settings side, and you can block it. Now, the difference being is that if you put those screenshots I put up, a company like Now This that is huge, that spends lots of money, that is super left, they can't be blocked. Not when you pull it down, but anything that's not super left, that's just being shared in the same group, you can't block it. So that in itself tells you that they're making it available. Like, okay, so for even in this circumstance,
I'm going to show people what they're seeing real quick. So here's a message sent from this Calais Jax Hagen, and he's sharing a video from Now This. Okay, so here's the video. Yes. Now This.
Into gun
now here. When you go into the settings, you could say save the video, hide the post, snooze Calais for 30 days, which is the person who sent it, hide all from Calais, snooze Gun World for 30 days, unfollow Gun World. Now,
where's Now This? It's not on there.
No, this. Now, if you go to this one, which is also a Gun World, this guy here, Honey, shares Nasheed's post. All right. So you can see the post. They sent it to him and they sent it to the group Gun World. Now here you have save the video, hide the post, snooze Honey, and also snooze Nashad and hide all. And hide all from Honey. And you could still snooze Gun World and unfollow Gun World. But there's nothing here about unfollowing Now This. They're sharing the Now This, but you can't get rid of them out of your feed. They're forcing it on you. And Now This is one of these anti-freedom, anti-gun groups that wants to run around and tell you that you should be afraid of guns. And that's how they do it.
In this exact, and you want to hear something that's even more interesting about this, this exact screenshot? I have Now This blocked.
And you still get them.
And I still got a share.
This is your feed.
Of it. Yes, this is my feed. And I have Now This blocked. And I still get it. They are forcing it down our throats. And things that are, you know, obviously liberal, like the ridiculous stuff. Like I don't, you know, it's one of those, okay, my position on like transgenderism, I don't care what you do. Like it doesn't matter to me, but don't push that on my children. Don't push that on me. Don't push that on my friends. And when I'm sitting there and I'm literally blocking and ending these things and they're keep coming back and it's like, no, this thing is not, you know, the algorithm is supposed to detect what we want and so forth. And it's giving me stuff I have no interest in. I mean, I've seen the same videos over and over and over and over and over and over. And you get to the point where you're like, how many times can I block this thing? And of course, I plug in as the reasoning. I've already seen this. I've seen it too often. So that's what they're doing.
Stop brainwashing me. Facebook is literally trying to brainwash people.
Correct.
That's what's going on here. They think if they keep showing you the same thing, eventually you will give in and go, all right, fine. I hate guns. I don't want freedom of speech anymore. Just shadow ban everything that's good and wholesome. Please, Facebook, please. We'll be back with more with our guest, Jason Fick, a Facebook insider who's got a lot of stories to tell about what's going on in the world of social media. Stay tuned. You're watching The War Room, Infowars.com/show.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by Infowars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, Infowars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then Infowars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at Infowarsstore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top. The Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules, and ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
30 minutes of the War Room. I guess today is January 19th, 2018. This has been a great day so far. Let's see if we can get that FISA memo released. That'd be great. Now, I want to recap what we were talking about last segment, and then Jason's got some more things. Our guest, Jason Fick, who is a social media, he says he's mid-level. I'd say he's probably one of the bigger social media people in the world with getting groups and comments, self-made by himself, not with commercial backing, you could say individual. But here we are showing this group, a person named Calais shares this video called From Now This to the group Gun World. And this is an anti-gun video. Now, you can snooze Calais or you can snooze Gun World, but you can't stop Now This. They have special protected access. And here we have a person sharing a video from another user. Nashad's sharing Honey's post to Gun World, and you can snooze or hide all three entities. But you can't do it with Now This. Now, Jason, you had something else to add to that. It was a video from the Daily Signal. Now, why don't you go ahead and bring that up?
Yeah, there was a video. It was of the congressman speaking out in front of somewhere. I believe it was one of the official buildings. And the interesting part about it is that, you know, if you're just glancing over it, you don't pay any attention. But now I would say to those same congressmen that are obviously fighting, you know, our fight, they only allowed a like button on it. There was no share button. So it comes into the feed and you can like it for sure, but they're trying to reduce its reach. So if you take away the share button, how do you get it to go any further? Well, I wanted to share it and I couldn't even share it. No idea how, because I couldn't find the share on it. So they're restricting other content just like that. They're just not allowing it to go any further. And these are all just little tricks that people don't pay attention to. And that's what they bank on with, you know, most people, because most people don't do social media on this level. They don't pay attention to those little nuances. I mean, there have been thousands upon thousands and thousands of changes, and it's all, you know, just whatever they choose us to understand. But if you notice at the bottom right there in the middle, it says like. There is no share button. Well, anywhere else that you go in Facebook, if it's just content, like I bet if Now This was on there, I'm sure you'd have a share button. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things that, you know, that's just another nuance that, I notice with social media that they do. You know, but a lot of it you can't see. And obviously there is all sorts of legal issues that are out there. And one of the things, like I said before, is that Facebook is terrified of being in front of Congress, because the reality is that I guarantee you they are trying to undermine, you know, the U.S. I mean, it's obvious that they are trying to control information. The reality that I've been trying to push is they need to stop that, because there is the point at which, you know, that they're start getting implicated in whether or not they are actually trying to, you know, help some of these people that might have even been jammed up in the FISA warrant. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they should really tread lightly here and maybe give it back to the people, because the people built it. You know, the way that social media built is that they came in and actually they marketed to children first. The kids were blowing this up. And actually, I have something else that I know for a fact happened, that this is actually, you'll have this somewhat exclusively. The fake fan generation, you remember that couple, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, and then all the fake fans that came out? Do you know that I reported that directly to Facebook 3 months before the IPO dropped? They were well aware of the fake fans. Now, if you're a company and you're well aware that there are 30, 35%, 40% fake accounts, and you're dropping an IPO, you know, it's kind of interesting that nobody looked into that.
Right. Well, they didn't do it on purpose. I'll tell you why. Because they use those fake fans to up their click counts. And so they can show big corporations who spend ad money, look at all the clickies we get you. And they go, that's good. Good job. And they don't, because these corporations probably don't understand how this stuff works, they go, we're getting all these clicks. This is great. We're going to keep feeding them money. But it's 30% fake clicks, maybe up to 50% fake clicks. How much do you think is the advertising clicks that go through Facebook. How much of that do you think is fake?
It's hard to say anymore because with the new AI programs, they literally have accounts that are interacting with other people like autonomously. So if they're acting autonomously, they could be running millions of accounts that are fake, that are literally pushing the algorithms however they choose to. It's bizarre. So as far as fake accounts, I mean, after the last interview I did with you guys, I got several, probably at least 8 or 9, and, you know, fake accounts. And the way that you can easily tell, like, at least I can identify them, and people, like, actually, this is something that most people should pay attention to. If you get a friend request from a hot girl, because that's one of the things that they use.
Yeah, I get them all the time. I'm like, right. Yeah, I go, look at this. They have no photos, they've done no posts, it's nothing. It's like, and they have no three friends. Followers. Yeah. Yeah,
like they
but
like
they're following 800
friends.
People. Yeah.
Bingo. If they have under 200 friends, it generally is not a real person, first off.
Right.
It could be somebody, you know, I'm not saying that that's the absolute primer, but, it, you know, if you go in there and it's a pretty girl and she just happens to seek you out, come on. It's not real. But then I've actually had some of those accounts try to interact with me, which is even more strange because the interactions are odd and, you know, there's just so much fakery that, you know, and it's a lot more advanced now because of course the AI, you know, it knows what we're talking about.
Facebook admits it had these computers talking to each other and they were creating their own language. So this is definitely going beyond. We're definitely getting into the AI territory. I want to jump real quick to this Newsweek article, Make Trump Great Again. They did a profile on Trump's mini-me's, the all-right-to-play 12-year-old Trump supporter to interview Roy Moore on the eve of the special election. She's part of this weird little army. So it's about this kid, Cole, how they're weaponizing, they're saying they're weaponizing little kids, and they're defending raw racism and sexual abuse. That's what they're claiming in this Newsweek article, and it's interesting that right after this Newsweek article came out, Newsweek gets raided by the NYPD. Do you have some information on this that is not out in the open?
Well, I can tell you this, that Cole McCafferty, I'm actually friends with his father, Brian McCafferty. I know you guys had Cole McCafferty on the show, and I know for a fact, and I could say this directly from them, they weren't prompted, and I know how your show operates now because obviously I'm on it. There are no, like, prerequisite, you know, things that he's supposed to say. There were no talking points. You don't get that on the show. You simply get thrown on and go, hey, what's the truth? Because that's how the truth works. It just comes out correctly if it's accurate. So he, you know, went on there very candidly, and now they're saying that they weaponized him? Who weaponized him? Alex? He barely even knew of the kid, you know?
Yeah.
And I talked to his father, and it's one of those, it's despicable that Newsweek would attack children. Like,
yeah. A whole profile on a little kid. And you know, other people are reading that. Their parents are reading it, showing, look at your friend Cole. Look what he's doing. He's involved with pedophiles.
Yeah.
If that kid was reading chapter and verse, let me read this real quick. Text written by somebody else and is circumventing grown up questions, then I think that's a bait and switch politics. This kid is being seduced with the promise of being celebrities. That's what they're saying. And all this kid wanted to do was say, hey, I promote Trump.
He promise of celebrities. Well, I can tell you this. I actually helped Cole with his video, and he was standing in front of a coffin because they came to me and they said, how do we get it out there? Because what the NFL was doing with this whole kneeling thing was outrageous. So he wanted to challenge them and say, well, you know, like, look, if you really have conviction and they make you stand, quit.
Yeah.
That'll show conviction. Quit your job, you know?
Yeah.
You know, some of us are actually – just by me doing this right now, Rob – I'm risking my job.
You're taking a risk. But we have to take a risk. We're going to break. We'll be right back. Final segment with Jason Fink. You're taking a risk. I'm taking a risk. We're all taking risks by speaking out against this criminality that's going on. We'll be right back.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, final segment of the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. You can follow me on Twitter at Dew's News. And my guest is Jason Fick. Jason, I got three or four callers lined up here. You want to take some calls?
Sure, why not?
Let's do it. Let's go to Frank in Nevada, starting at the top there. Paddock was the only shooter lies on MSM. Go ahead, Frank. What's your info?
I just want to say that the local media is just full of crap. The sheriff said that there was one shooter, and they're acting like he was the only guy. It's just total cover-up. The other thing, I'm switching channels on you real quick. The money for the I used to help the DEA. The money for the wall is all in the evidence rooms all over America. Yeah, there's millions right. of dollars on pallets, and Trump needs to just go ahead and inventory all the drug money and the gold and all the stuff that's been seized from the cartels, And we could probably build a wall with that. It's real close to a billion, and nobody's talking about that. Nobody's looking. And the other thing is that the greatest three drug dealers, this is a fact, in America are Obama, Eric Holder, and Rahm Emanuel. And I'll tell you how it went down. Rahm Emanuel made a deal with the cartels, and Eric Holder talked with Obama, and Obama said, go ahead and do whatever you got to do. And they tried to make deals with Jesus Zambada starting from 2009 up. And what happened was they gave them permission to bring the heroin and the guns into the country. There were semi-trucks full of heroin and guns that were stopped on the roadside. And Obama, this is how it works. Obama told Eric Holder to do whatever he wants to do. And Eric Holder worked for Rahm Emanuel to try to negotiate with the cartels in Chicago. The cartels took over. They got double-crossed. So Obama, Eric Holder, and Rahm Emanuel are the greatest drug dealers in America. Now, you want to know how to bust them? Cut El Chapo and the rest of the guys that are in the federal prison loose. Let them make a deal and give us the evidence and put them in jail, because the kids and everybody that died from the heroin and suffered all this is their fault. They literally let the drugs flow. They made a deal. And the evidence, El Chapo's people and the two other cartels, the Lacetas and the other cartels, will give you the evidence to prosecute those three guys. That's why the kids have died. That's why the heroin's in here. Go to hell, Obama. We're coming for you, buddy.
And Frank, did you say you were a DEA agent?
I used to be a scout for the DEA, a freelance scout. I would go south of the border, and we would locate the FBI, and everybody's listening, because this is a fact. I got scars on my head from the Salvadorians. They would find a semi-truck full of heroin and machine guns. I'm not kidding. And what would happen is that the guy driving would hand the phone over to the DEA agent and say, listen, talk to this guy. And it would be from Washington. They'd say, no, it's a special operation. Let him go. They gave them permission to bring the drugs in. And this is how it worked. I'm telling you, this is how it worked.
I believe you, Frank.
Rahm Emanuel was negotiating with the cartels in Chicago. Rahm Emanuel needed Eric Holder's permission. And Eric Holder talked with Obama casually. Obama said, do whatever you got to do. And it backfired. Now, Jesus Zambada in 2009 was given a deal. So if you want to prosecute Obama, Holder, and Rahm Emanuel, you go to El Chapo and those guys and say, what do you got? Their intelligence community will bring up the dead bodies and all the evidence to prosecute Obama, Eric Holder, and Rahm Emanuel. And they got to go to jail, because all these kids have suffered and died from this. And Brian Terry and everybody knows about this, So go to hell, Obama. The truth is going to set us free, brother.
Totally agree with you. We got to get you as a guest on the War Room. You sound like you know a little bit about a little bit. Jason, your comments?
Well, I think he's right on this, is that we all kind of know that there's this is inside
stuff.
It's been going on. It was just like the documents.
Cracking America,
and Pfizer.
CIA.
We know how this all went down. The question is whether or not we can prove it. If we can prove it, that's the great thing. But I think that what will happen is once they start to crack, once we start hitting one or two of them, they're going to start rolling over and the whole house of cards is going to drop.
The same thing here is that
wall is not just about immigration. That wall is a blockade of drugs.
Right. Yeah.
I think that's going to make a lot of difference.
It'll be like when the Ents pulled the supports off that dam and they flooded Isengard. Thanks for calling, Frank. Somebody give Frank's number before he hangs up, and let's get him on as a guest. Hopefully he'll come on and talk about his tales as a scout for the DEA. That's amazing stuff. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Mark in North Carolina. Let's talk about the FISA memo. Mark, are you there? All right, put Mark on hold. Let's go to Dennis in the Bay Area. Dennis, go ahead.
Yeah, the Zodiac case was actually a cover-up by San Francisco PD as well as Vallejo PD. What was basically mailed through the San Francisco Chronicle was basically a couple maps. It does pull out quite a few officers' names, and it actually does pull out a park in Concord. It was the biggest cover-up I've ever seen in my life.
So they pinned the Zodiac killer on somebody else, or they were covering for somebody else?
No. We're talking that the homicide detective that actually investigated the cases were they were involved.
Wow. Well,
and
I don't know much about this. Who were the victims for the Zodiac killer? Were the victims people prominent?
Yeah. Okay. Darlene Farin, which got killed up in Loyola at Blue Rock, it was the first responder to kill her. It was Jack. I'll tell you who's all involved. It was Jack Malnack from Loyola PD, Ed Russ from Loyola PD, as well as Dave Witowski out of San Francisco.
Well, and obviously, this is what you're alleging. What proof do we have? Where I have a Huffington Post article up that says the Zodiac Killer cover up claims to expose murderer's identity. And let's see, former California Highway Patrol Officer Lafferty claims the murder of the 91-year-old alcoholic living in Solano, California. The murderer is a 91. Oh, so they're claiming the murderer is a 91-year-old alcoholic living in Solano County, California, according to the San Francisco Chronicle.
Witowski, Jack Malnack, and Ed Russ that was involved in all the murders. It was basically done by a bunch of cops.
Wow.
It was a big, really, really big cover-up. What was basically sent through the San Francisco Chronicle, okay, there's five parts to the cipher. It's a cipher, deciphering it, coupling it with a Sierra Club card and transparent paper, and it pulls out their police report. How Ed Russ signed his police report from the Blue Rock Springs from Vallejo is the same way it comes out.
Huh. Well, and you know, I can tell you this, Dennis, I don't know the particulars of the Zodiac Killer. I think it's something that happened in the 70s or 60s. I don't know, but honestly, I'm ignorant. I'm not a big murder mystery guy, but that's very interesting. Why don't you send me an email, robd@infowars.com, and maybe we'll get you on as a guest, or you can send me more information and we can talk about it. Go ahead, Jason.
I was going to say one thing that I did pick out of that conversation, and like you, I don't have a lot of information because it's 1970s. I really couldn't say much, but the influence of law enforcement or government, oftentimes are the people that are investigating are the people involved.
Yeah. They're investigating themselves.
You look at the situation with JFK, and I mean, ultimately it came out that, I mean, the reality was is that they tried to shut down the CIA. He fires the head of the CIA, and that same guy is the guy that's investigating his murder. Well, isn't that kind of like Mueller's investigating this situation, and it's coming out more and more that Mueller might be implicated? I mean,
right.
It's always seems to be, I mean, I wouldn't put it past them as investigating their own thing because they can control the investigation.
Janet Reno assigned her own investigator into Waco. And then you had the Waco documents being stored where? Oh, Oklahoma City. That blew up. So we see this time and time again where, and it's easy to cover up the crime when you're the investigator. Maybe that's why we haven't found Seth Rich's murderer, because the people investigating it aren't really interested in finding a killer. And maybe that's just the
like
way
Comey exonerating Clinton, you know.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
there's a good example. It's like, oh, why did you exonerate her before we were even like investigating her? You know, it just didn't make sense.
Definitely
so you
doesn't.
See a lot of that.
You do. So I wouldn't be surprised if what Dennis is alleging is as turns out to be true. Thanks for calling, Dennis. Let's go to Mark in North Carolina. Got about a minute left. Mark, go ahead. All right, he's done. So that's it. You got to stay on the phone, guys. I know we can't always get to everybody at all time, but good thing is if you continue to support us at InfoWarsStore.com, we can expand. Our plan is to expand, but this time next year, 20 hours on the air. That would be doubling what we're currently doing now. So at least 3 to 4 shows that will be coming on. We'll do 20 of the 24 hours a day, but we can only do that if you go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out some of the great products like the InfoWars Life Core Combo Pack, which is Secret 12, Survival Shield X2, 40% off. We also have Caveman True Paleo Formula at 50% off right now, and the new Pollen Block. Check that out. It's totally natural. It's made out of quail eggs. Go read the studies that are supported in there. InfoWarsStore.com. Check out Pollen Block. Introductory rate, 50% off. I'd like to say thanks to my guest, Jason Fick. Jason, I wish we had more time. We always run out of time here talking about this stuff. It's great to have you on. InfoWarsStore.com, once again, is where you can support us. I'm Rob Dew. Thanks for watching The War Room. We'll see you next week because this is Friday. Thanks for watching.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.